Good morning. Oh, come on, I know we're small, but we can be mighty. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hallelujah. My name is Reverend Ruth Noble, and I'm the Minister of Community Engagement here at Rosedale United Church. Joining me in leadership today is our Director of Music, Dr. Sarah Svensson, and our cantor, Rod Campbell. It is always good to be together. Thank you for being here and helping to form this community this morning. We hope this time will help you feel connected to community and to faith, and that this will be a nourishing and refreshing moment. If this is your first Sunday here, a special welcome to you. After worship, you can come for a time of conversation and coffee and tea right through that door. As we are in summer mode, coffee and tea is self-serve, so the urns and the carafes will be there, and you can pour your own cup of coffee, get your own cream and milk, and then just put your cup on the pass-through when you're done, and then we will wash them. So that's what we're going to do for the month of July. It's self-serve. If you're here with kids, you can make yourself at home. It's okay to stand up and move to the back. And if you need to, there's a quiet area at the back for the kids, and there's activity packs as well. Rosedale United Church is an affirming congregation. This is a community for people of all ages, gender identities, sexualities, family configurations, backgrounds, and abilities. And we acknowledge today, as we call ourselves to worship, that we do so on land stewarded by our Indigenous siblings for a millennia. We acknowledge the centrality of this land to the spirituality and identity of the Mississaugi of the New Credit, the Anishinaabe, the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, and the Wendat peoples. And we are thankful on this Canada Day weekend we can worship and play on this land. Please rise as we say our call to worship together. We built our church upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets. Jesus is the cornerstone of the church. We are joined together in the unity of the Spirit by the teachings of Jesus. May we be so shaped by the cornerstone that we become a holy temple, acceptable and beautiful in God's eyes. May we be able to build upon the cornerstone a firm foundation in worship, word, and deed. And let us take a moment and greet one another with the peace of Christ be with you and also with you. When I needed a neighbor, verses 1, 2, and 4.
And the creed and the color and the name. the creed and the color and the name won't matter, were you there?
Please be seated. Thank you. Let us pray. Gracious God, we praise you for your caring and challenging presence in our midst. We praise and thank you for calling us to be disciples and trusting us to do your work. We thank you for the gifts you have given each of us to enable us to serve you and one another. As we return these gifts to you, may the power of the Holy Spirit inflame us with a desire to share in the work of loving, healing, and nourishing all your people, today and always. In Jesus' name we pray, who taught us when we pray to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our hymn is in More Voices. It's number 138. It's My Love Colors Outside the Lines. We're doing verse 1 and 2. Last Sunday, when I was at Family Pride at Pride Toronto, the principal of the school that we had Family Pride at, Church Street Public School, said, don't color outside the lines. And I said, yes, our love colors outside the lines. So we just had to sing that today.
My love colors outside the lines, exploring paths that few could ever find, and takes me into places where I've never been before, and opens doors to worlds outside the lines. Colors outside the lines, turns wounds to blessings, water into wine, and takes me into places where I've never been before, and opens doors to worlds outside the lines. We'll never walk on water if we're not prepared to drown. Body and soul need a soaking from time to time. And we'll never move the gravestones if we're not prepared to die and realize there are worlds outside the
Our scripture reading for today is taken from the Gospel of Matthew in the 10th chapter, and it's verses 40 to 42. And I'm reading from the Message translation. We are intimately linked in this harvest work. Anyone who accepts what you do accepts me, the one who sent you. Anyone who accepts what I do accepts my Father, who sent me. Accepting a messenger of God is as good as being God's messenger. Accepting someone's help is as good as giving someone's help. This is a large work I've called you into, but don't be overwhelmed by it. It's best to start small. give a cool cup of water to someone who is thirsty, for instance. The smallest act of giving or receiving makes you a true apprentice, and you won't lose out on a thing. May God add wisdom and understanding to this reading. Amen. Today we are talking about welcome. We're talking about those moments when we're called to welcome. It sometimes feels overwhelming when you're welcoming a group of people, but just start with one person. Offer a gift to that one person. Let us reflect on that as Sarah plays. And as we reflect on what it means to welcome, we light these candles, and we invite you to come forward and light a candle as well for someone that you're thinking of, for something that you're concerned about, for something you're thankful for. And you can also offer your offering at the back in the wooden box. Thank you. offer the work of our hands and the love of our hearts, the gifts of God as a blessing for the world.
Before Lord God made the sea and the land, he held all the stars in the palm of his hand, and they ran through his fingers like grains of sand, and one little star fell alone. Then the Lord God hunted through the wide night air for the little dark star on the wind down there, and he stated and promised he'd take special care so it wouldn't get lost again. Now, man, don't mind if the stars grow dim and the clouds blow over and darken him, so long as the Lord God's watching over them, keeping track how it all goes on. But I've been walking through the night and the day till my eyes get weary and my head turns gray. And sometimes it seems maybe God's gone away, forgetting the promise that we heard him say. And we're lost out here in the stars, little stars, big stars, blowing through the night. And we're lost out here in the stars, little stars, big stars, blowing through the night. And we're lost out here in the stars.
Thank you, Rod. That was beautiful. Will you pray with me? Gracious and loving God, use these words to transform, inspire what I say. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In the scripture passage for today, which is probably the shortest in the lectionary, three little verses, Jesus speaks about welcome. When someone welcomes you, they welcome Jesus. In the book, The Gospel According to Starbucks, Leonard Sweet talks about the challenges the churches are facing in the digital age as more and more people move to online rather than in person. He writes that we as churches could learn a lot from Starbucks about how to create an experience of worship. Think about the last time you were at a Starbucks. Not only did you get a drink that was tailored to your taste, you also got an experience of someone who calls you by name and makes you feel as though you are the most important person in the world. The Gospel According to Starbucks was written in 2007, but it seems to be speaking to us today. It offers the reader hope for a way forward as church. It's a sort of pep talk for the reader. The scripture for today could be called Jesus' pep talk for the disciples who are embarking on their calling to go out into the world to preach and heal. Going out and answering a call can be risky. There's always a feeling that you're not equipped for the challenges you face. There's always that feeling that you will not be able to minister the way you feel called to do. But this scripture is a good reminder that we need to start small. It can be overwhelming to jump into a call, but when we move in small increments, we can make a huge difference. Drew Downs shares this thought. There's a beautiful revolutionary commitment happening here in the last verse of chapter 10. An awakening of spirit, because that reward doesn't go to the apostles in their work out in the world, nor is it only for the elect who will win the birth lottery. It goes to the people who welcome them and show generosity to them. The expression of a generous God to bestow such grace upon anyone who shows generosity is a compelling and transformational gospel, a vision of faith far more compelling than, for example, using how we arrange the cookies at coffee hour to define the means of grace in our world. Welcoming can be a radical act. It can be a dangerous act because it requires vulnerability and openness. Last weekend, I was a volunteer captain at Family Pride, which is part of the Pride Toronto Festival weekend. Family Pride takes place at Church Street Public School. It is a safe space for children and their families to come together in a fun space. It's a place where you can come and hear drag queens do story time. It's a place where you can come and watch a magician do magic tricks. It's a place for kids to be kids in safety. We welcome thousands of kids on the weekend, including Fabienne and Luis and family. And Tristan kept looking at me like, you're not in the place you're supposed to be. So, but it's a wonderful welcome on a weekend when so many people come into the city. I began each of the days of the weekend by getting a cold brew at Starbucks. The cup was decorated with heart-shaped rainbow stickers. My co-captain looked at my cup and said, "I forgot how much you like Starbucks." I do like Starbucks because it gives me a lift in my day. There's a positive energy in Starbucks. Last Sunday, when I was picking up my cold brew, there was a homeless man who came in, and he yelled, "Hi." And one of the baristas said, "Hi, Carl, your coffee is over here." When one accepts you, they accept Jesus. When we accept others in our midst, we accept our faith in Jesus. In that moment, Carl was seen, accepted, and welcomed as much as I was, or any other person at the Starbucks. We are called to create a safe space where all are welcome, where all can find themselves, where all are lifted up to answer their call. The scripture passage for today ends with these words: "The smallest act of giving or receiving makes you a true apprentice. You won't lose out on a thing." The smallest act of welcome can make a huge difference in another person's life. And that is what Jesus is calling us to do. Offer what we can and know that we are offering all in the name of Jesus. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Holy God, we praise you. Let the heavens be joyful and the earth be glad. We bless you for creating the whole world, for your promises to your people Israel, and for Jesus Christ in whom your fullness dwells. Born of Mary, he shares our life. Eating with sinners, he welcomes us. Guiding the children, he leads us. Visiting the sick, he heals us. Dying on the cross, he saves us. Raised from the dead, he gives new life. Living with you, he prays for us. With thanksgiving, we take this bread and this cup and proclaim Jesus' death and resurrection. Pour out your Holy Spirit upon us, that this meal may be our communion in the body of Christ. Make us one with Christ and with all who share this feast. Unite us in faith, encourage us with hope, and inspire us to love, that we may serve as your faithful disciples until we feast at your table in glory. We praise you, eternal God, through Christ, your word made flesh, and in the power of the life-giving Spirit, now and forever. Amen. And as we gather at this table, we remember that on the night before he died, Jesus had supper with his friends. He took a loaf of bread, thanked you as we thank you, broke the bread and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body given for you. Each time you do this, remember me." Then he took the cup, and after giving thanks, he passed it to his friends and said, "Take, eat, remember me. Take, drink, remember." We remember Jesus on that night. "Whenever you drink of this cup, remember me." Holy God, pour out your Spirit upon us that we may know Christ in the breaking of the bread, that in word and deed we may be channels of your love, peace, and justice in the world. Amen. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. This is God's table. This is not the table of the United Church of Canada. This is God's table. All are welcome at God's table. And so today we are going to be doing it by intinction. So you take a spear of gluten-free bread. It's gluten-free, so we all are welcome. And dip it in the cup as a blessing. And we share in this ancient sacred meal. Come, for all things are ready.
Thank you.
Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, that you have refreshed us at your table by granting us the presence of Jesus. Strengthen our faith, increase our love for one another, and send us out into the world united in courage and peace. Amen. Our closing hymn is Voices United 575, I'm Gonna Live So God Can Use Me. Remember that you may be the only gospel your neighbor reads this week. So write the vision and make it plain. Go in peace. Go in love, my friends.
Peace be with you till we meet again. May God's love hold you near, now and forever, through all kinds of waters, in peace and hope we sing. Amen.
And as it is Canada Day weekend, let us stand and sing our national anthem.